It is very unusual that a person who is a great master of a musical discipline, a musicologist, a musician, should also be recognized as a great authority in the field of Shakespeare. Just how, or the field of any literature, come to that, not only Shakespeare, just how authoritative Eric Sams is in the field of Shakespeare is perhaps more known to more people than those who realize his authority in the field of song. He has certainly made greater controversy in the Shakespearean study field than in the field of song studies. Bernard Levin, when I told him that Eric Sams would be giving a lecture on Wolf, said, "Oh my God, I better not talk on Schubert then." And this is a sign, I think, of Eric's standing in the field of Shakespeare studies. He has made, I think it must be said, many academic enemies through his Shakespeare studies, because he challenges certain precepts about how the Shakespearean plays were remembered or reconstructed. And this conflict between academic people who have never been or understand anything in the theatre, non-performers, and a man like Eric Sams, who simply knows how performers' minds work and who bases his researches not only on scrupulous Shakespearean studies but on common sense, this is a battle now that is raging in England and America. And I, for one, have no doubt that in this field, Eric's viewpoints will win and come to be accepted as the truth about Shakespeare studies. So I would say we're very lucky to have him speaking on Shakespeare to us this afternoon, and I'm only a little jealous, as a song scholar, that the hours and days and weeks he spends on Shakespeare are denied the lead. But if there is someone that we must bow to as perhaps even being more important in terms of overall culture in the world of drama and literature, it is Shakespeare. For as he will point out, Shakespeare entirely changed Goethe's way of thinking about literature and lyrics, and consequently changed the lied, because Goethe is one of the fathers of Lieder. So we're very happy to welcome once again Eric Sams on the subject of Shakespeare. Thank you.